At the Washington Academy on Rockford's southwest side, young students are cruising the hall at the start of another day. This academy specifically caters to gifted students. The school is able to take in more of them this year because the district has opened another site where older gifted students are being housed. The move allowed administrators to eliminate a waiting list to enter the program, which is overseen by Michelle Beach. She calls it a tremendous step for the district.
When they talk in their strategic plan about trying to meet the needs of all students, they really mean all students. Not just the struggling students, but the students who are at risk because the regular classroom is not meeting their needs. And that includes our students in the gifted program.
But Beach didn't always feel as satisfied with the program's progress as she does today.
As an administrator, one of my challenges and one of my frustrations was students who I knew needed the instruction provided in the school because they qualified to be here and we didn't have a spot to put them.
That's no longer the case. With the elimination of the waiting list, parents like Roz Okeke are assured the district is making a serious attempt to meet their child's needs. Despite qualifying for the program, Okeke's son had to wait 2 years before he got in.
At first, I was kind of questioning, what's the point in these kids testing?
When the district moved forward with the expansion, there was finally a place for Okeke's son. She jokes that at the beginning, he complained about the extra work, but is now embracing the challenge.
I know that he'll catch on, he'll go through it, but he had to take that time to warm up and get acquainted and all that. Right now, he's loving it.
Rockford isn't the only school district in Northern Illinois to expand its gifted program. The Byron District is taking similar steps this year. But advocates like Sally Walker say these examples are few and far between. Walker is executive director of the Illinois Association for Gifted Children. Back in 2003, the state discontinued grant funding for gifted programs, leaving districts on their own to set aside funding for such initiatives if they wanted to keep carrying them out. Walker says that left a huge question mark as to whether gifted students in Illinois were being properly served by educators.
When the funding grants disappeared, so did the data keeping. So there is no way to keep track of exactly how many gifted programs are in existence.
Walker says in some cases, districts are forced to shift from having gifted classrooms to having advanced students in regular classes with the intent of trying to keep them mentally stimulated. But she says that doesn't always work.
Research is showing that what is happening is we are narrowing the gap by bringing the bottom up, which is very necessary and I would totally support. But many times it's at the expense of the top coming down so that our advanced learners or our gifted students are being left behind.
At the national level, there are also concerns about the current state of gifted programs in public schools. A recent survey by the National Association for Gifted Children shows that 14 states have cut funding for these services in recent years. Back in Rockford, Gifted Program Director Michelle Beach says she's a little worried that with the expansion, a flood of parents might be encouraged to have their children tested, creating the same demand issues they've dealt with in the past.
I share the concern of many that now that we're close to being full with this new configuration, that we may end up with more interest to have the same sort of scenario happen next year.
But Beach says through the process of attrition, she's hopeful that current expansion efforts will be enough for not only the current crop of gifted students, but for those wanting to enter the program in the years to come. I'm Mike Moen, WNIJ News.